Yeah, okay. We're yelling. Why are we yelling?
Huh? What?
What do you think, Mackenzie? Seeing the behind-the-scenes things here, did you realize it was such a train wreck to try to pull off the show?
Oh, I'm used to it.
Okay, so you're admitting it is a train wreck.
No,
then.
I love you guys.
All right, cool. The voice you're hearing, Mackenzie, you might know her if you're in Indianapolis, Indiana. She's on Andy Moore commercials all the time. She, before the show was the way it is now, she was on the morning show on Radio Now. Did people like you back then? Because people don't like us.
Yes, they do. They love you guys.
Ooh,
what are you talking about?
I had
so much fun.
Right,
I loved
cool.
it. That's my radio home. I was, Radio Now.
But she does everything.
My career began in radio.
And the weird thing is, if you're just tuning in, Mackenzie used to work with producer Porkchop, which I can't believe you'd even come in with that alone. Apparently, people really like Porkchop. He's the man.
Love Porkchop. And then I cried when he left. I really did. When he left the West Coast, I was like, come back. And now we're reunited.
Wow. I
cried. Twist of fate.
Now, listen, this is up on our Facebook if you want to go check it out. There's two different options. If you're listening to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show this morning in Indianapolis, Indiana, you can go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9. Or if you're listening in Houston, Texas, our Facebook page is Radio Now Houston. Pretty simple there, a common theme. I actually put up the photo. Have you seen this yet, Mackenzie? Maybe you haven't. I'll turn my screen for you to check it out. It's a visual, but it's also a memory, so you can do it just off the top of your head. I want you to call in at 833-563-2539. And I want you to tell me what your first phone was. As our internet struggles to load, like the first hour one.
Yes.
I saw this the other day on Twitter, and I'm wondering which one was your first phone. You got the old like brick from like I feel like an old like Miami Vice or something.
Oh, I think it's like
phone.
Zach Morris style.
Zach Morris
yes,
phone.
Zach
yeah.
Morris phone. I had a flip phone, like a pink flip phone.
Was that the Razor?
Yes, I think it was a Razor.
I was so jealous, and I don't know if that was just like a girl-only phone, but I feel like all the hot girl summer people out there would have, like it's a hot girl summer, I got my pink Razor phone.
That is exactly it. You know what I wanted that I never had? A sidekick. Remember
Paris Hilton
had the sidekick, and I thought it was so cool, but I never had one.
Flip it up there. One thing I wanted, I was so late to the party, and God bless my dad, but he got me the wrong one. Did you ever have the Sprint where you could do like the chirping to each other? Like almost like a walkie-talkie?
I never had that, but I have friends who did.
Now, my dad, I told him I wanted one of those. I think it was like the blue and silver kind of look really dope. It was like a flip phone. People had those like, or chirp, like Cardi B. Okay. My dad gave me the construction yellow one. It's like a giant brick. You know what I'm talking about? Like the Sprint, like the
with
two-way
the
thing.
With the walkie-talkie?
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, thanks. I'm going to take this to the construction site later when I get out of school. Thanks. And I'm going to go dig some ditches with this one.
Did you pretend to love it?
No. I'm like, I'm very ungrateful for all the hard work you did, Dad, to sacrifice. I don't appreciate this phone.
Aww.
Dude, my first cell phone, I think it was a Motorola. Not the Razor, like... Ooh, I think it was called Motorola, like Z90 or something. It was black and like green lime colored.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to pull it up.
Did you guys ever have like a BlackBerry? Because they finally just phased those out. But I never really liked a BlackBerry. But I thought like, ooh, I first started working in radio. I'm like, I've got a BlackBerry and it's connected to my email. I've made it. I thought I was like a big hot shot.
I was never a BlackBerry person.
Okay. 833-563-2539. I wasn't either, Mackenzie, but I was trying to fit in. Christy.
Did you have a pager?
No.
Still do.
Yep, still do. Hey, good morning. Christy, two questions. Do you have a pager?
No, I used to.
You did?
Before the flip phone.
Oh, yes.
Were you a drug dealer?
Far from it. No.
Okay, cool.
She's like, maybe. No.
Maybe? Why? What do you need? Christy, what was your first like phone that you remember?
Well, I went to the racetracks at an event, and they Brett Michaels had given out phones to a cell company.
Wow.
A booth, and they had given me one just for free for showing up. And it was one of those trumpet flip phones with his signature on it. It was red. Ooh. And hung on to it for a while. And trumpet phone card. You had a phone card with it. You just... I had a $50, and then Trumpet went out of the market. You couldn't refill them anymore.
Aww.
Yeah,
I can't
believe that was totally gone.
That's pretty pimp of Brett Michaels, though, giving out phones.
What band was Brett Michaels in?
Poison, I think. Was it Poison?
And then he had that reality show.
I know he did Donald Trump's series on...
The Apprentice? Yeah, did that phone come like preloaded with like a Poison ringtone?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm blanking. I know who Brett Michaels is, but
he's famous for the bandana.
Every rose has its thorn.
Yes, and then he had that redating reality show.
That would have been a dope ringtone to have. Would you date, if he's still single, Mackenzie, would you date Bret Michaels?
I was dying to know if that bandana. Everyone said he was bald and then had a bandana with hair attached to it.
You know what?
The Rock of Love. That's what the show. Rock of Love. That was the dating show.
I wonder if anybody will call in at 833-563-2539 that had this phone. I didn't have it, but I thought it was awesome.
That was, yes.
What was that? Was that the Nokia phone?
I think so. I didn't have that. That's cool.
That is like one of the most iconic things of all time. Now, what are you guys rocking with? I got shamed in the phone I currently have, and there's nothing wrong with it, but I think it's okay. I have an iPhone. For the longest time, I had like an Android. I don't remember exactly what I had, but finally I've been shamed into the world of having an iPhone. Like, if I don't have the correct bubble, like, people would look down upon
me. Yeah, the green bubbles,
no dice.
You've
been phone shamed? What are you rocking? You got an iPhone or you got like an Android over there?
I have an iPhone. I have the X or 10, whatever, the 10.
Look at you speaking Greek over here. Poor chap. What about you? How's that flip phone going?
Hey, I have an iPhone 6S, which is fine. It works just great. And yeah, I've had iPhones for quite a while. I remember I used to use Droids. They were all right.
Droid. Hey, Brooke, what's going on? How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. We're just kind of reminiscing. I saw this on Twitter and I was like, oh my gosh, I bet somebody has to have this. And it was like, what was the first cell phone you have? All the way back to like a Zach Morris brick phone, as Mackenzie brought up, to a Razor, to the kind of phone that you had. Which phone was that? Like one of them?
Like the Nokia. I don't even know what they were called, but the one with the snake game.
Yes.
Yes.
Dope. But you have like a whole list. Like, what are some of the cell phones you've owned?
I had the Nokia. I had one that was similar to the Razor, but it was like the Samsung equivalent.
Yes. I think I had that one too.
And it was red.
I had that exact same one.
And then I had the purple BlackBerry. I had a red pager. And at some point, I had some kind of Kyocera phone that, like, the antenna came up in it.
I just love that you had a pager.
Oh, I used to chew on the antennas, too, when they'd come up on those. I'm like,
nah, oh, yeah. Nah, nah, nah.
And maybe that's why I lost my hair. Now, they're saying that sometimes now with phones, that the old school, like, flip phone or the more basic phones are becoming more popular just because people are so tired of being addicted to their phone. Do you like the most modern technology on your phone? Or are you just wishing, like, you know what, why can't a girl go back to what she had?
You know what? You want to know something?
I prefer what I have. I prefer the more modern phones.
Yes.
I haven't seen anyone with a flip phone recently, so I didn't know that that was a thing.
Well, go say hi to my grandma Carol, okay?
Our producer.
Thank you for the call, Brooke.
Our producer, Porkchop here. Do you remember when I called you out because you had a burner phone?
Oh, what did you have a burner phone for?
Okay,
I have all my like old cell phones.
And explain real quick, maybe people don't know what a burner phone is. I think of like terrorists or something.
So
a
burner phone is when you have your main cell phone, then you have another side cell phone for other business.
Oh, for booty calls?
That was for, see, that's at a time when...
Were you single or were you cheating?
The burner phone.
Chase and I were split and I was seeing a girl.
They were on a break.
And I also, I was seeing a girl, but I had Grindr on like my other phone.
Dude, you were exploring every option possible.
So he's on his burner phone and I'm seeing pictures of these like hot people and it was hilarious.
I'm like, sorry, they're for me.
Wow. Now Porkchop just has one phone.
What happened to that?
It's somewhere.
He's like, it's in my pocket.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, it's going off right now.